The tide had turned on top of the plateau. Now there were not so many vermin about. Maudie glanced down at those who were about halfway up. They had retreated from being a hair's breadth from their goal. They seemed bewildered. Viscalongtooth's shouts urged them to go forward. He was waving sword and mace as he called for them to fight on. However, the victory cries of vengeful Gowsum shrews and the carcasses of vermin hurtling down on them swiftly decided their course of action. They turned and fled in retreat, attempting to avoid their new assailants. The shouts of the Red Wall supporters were everywhere. It was retribution time for Sea Raiders and the once feared brown rats of Gruntan Curdley. The fire of battle was in the blood of Mad Maudie, the Hon Mugsbury Throttle. She fainted with a right uppercut and dealt a double flying footpaw kick to a large fat brown rat who shot off into empty space with a despairing wail. Rangval shook her paw cheerily.
"We're saved, my darling. Look at them, the grand old gang, and with our Aqua leading the charge like the hero he is."
The pair were almost knocked flat by a rush of Gowsum, headed by Osbill, waving two rapiers like windmill sails.
"We'll be singing a blade chant tonight, mates. Come on, let's get him! Log, log, log!"
Caught up in the moment, Maudie and Rangval scrambled over the rim and went sliding downhill in the mire, chasing the remnants of their enemies. Gorath and Selixa stood watching the pursuit for a moment, then the big badger went and retrieved his pitchfork from where it lay nearby. He turned to Selixa.
"I must go now, swiftly. I had a dream."
The badger maid silenced him with an upraised paw.
"Go then. I will follow you as my dream told me to."
Without another word, he touched tongue to his flame-like scar in salute to her and vanished down the opposite side of the rim. A moment later, the plateau was deserted, apart from the bodies of the slain. Selixa had followed the trail of Maudie and the rest. She too had a dream to fulfill.